This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I really enjoy analyzing the news cycle, because you learn a lot from it and you learn a lot about it. And having spent 3 years in major media as a Fox News contributor, I can tell you that you start to understand how you get the call from the producers. And I'll give you a little inside baseball. So when I first got started, it was topic driven, and Fox has a list of people. They say, this is our go-to guy on Afghanistan. This is our go-to guy on military. This is our go-to guy on energy. Or girl. I'm just using guy independently. This is our go-to person on race relations. This is our go-to person on feminism, etc. They have it categorized. And so you get put in your lane. And the reason why I became somewhat notable is that we were discussing Ferguson, Missouri, and I happened to live in St. Louis. It was a kismet, right? All the things colliding. I lived in St. Louis. It was a black and white issue, police versus black people issue. I stood on the side of the police. Why? Because in this particular case, the police were right. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. So I get on CNN with Don Lemon. I'm talking about the situation, and they're bringing in Mark Lamont Hill because he knows all about it, right? He's certainly lived in the area and knows about it. I mean, he knows nothing about it, but he comes in to be the other side of the argument. So we go back and forth a time or two on CNN. Fox sees that and says, oh, we like this guy. He's pretty good. So I started doing I did CNN and Fox. I was bouncing back and forth. Well, then Fox eventually, keep in mind, I'd been doing other media up to this point, CNN, Fox, and occasionally MSNBC. Well, Fox noticed it and said, hey, listen, we'd like to do more with you. So I started doing all the shows. I was on Fox more than Bongino is today. So I'm doing these Fox reports. These hits are amazing, but I'm in a lane. I'm in this lane, this race culture lane. And so because that story was such a big deal and it grew legs because Michael Brown Jr. had been killed and they said it was hands up, don't shoot. And the Black Lives Matter lie movement was built around it. And so here I am, one of the only voices of reason. And I don't want to dismiss any of my black contemporaries, because there were many blacks on this side of the aisle, on this side of the issue, on the correct side of the issue, the truth side of the issue, saying, look, that didn't even happen. And let's stop lying about the idea that black lives don't matter to cops. It's just ridiculous. And let's be truthful that black lives don't matter to anybody. So I become a pariah in the black community. But the news cycle, I knew, this is how you get in. So there's two ways to understand the news cycle. Let me just back up for a second. One is, you better be good. When you go on to do what's called a hit, you better bring it. You better be able to bring more information than those reporters have, and you better bring it in such a way that the audience is interested. So I get this reputation of bringing it. And why? Because I brought it, baby! Go look at any of my clips. I didn't phone it in. In fact, Megyn Kelly and her producer said, before I became a contributor, you give us better material than our contributors. And so one time Megyn called me in literally with 20 minutes to go before her broadcast. Somebody canceled. They called me. I was 7 minutes from the studio. I had to jump in my car, dry shave. I had shorts on and a suit coat, but I had to go. I didn't even bother to put, I just put on shorts. I rushed up there. I dry shaved. Didn't even know what topic was. They say, go. I listened to Megan's intro to know topic, and then she does what's called a toss, and she tosses to me, and I knock it out of the park. And so Megyn at that point calls me and says, thank you for saving me, because I guess a guest dropped out. She says, Kevin, I want to tell you, we're going to recommend you to be a contributor. You're amazing, blah, 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 blah. Shortly after that, I get hired by Fox, because I made the comment, if I bail out your number one show, with 20 minutes to go without even knowing topic. I know you have contributors that can't do that. And then I demanded at that point, I stopped doing interviews. There's a period you'll notice, you may not, you probably won't, but I stopped doing interviews for 6 months with Fox because I said, 4 months for Fox because I said, if you don't give me, make me a contributor, I'm done. And I didn't do any interviews. I told that to the president at the time. So they finally get me a deal. But what I noticed was it still didn't guarantee you anything. If you want FaceTime, especially if you want to jump out of your lane, because I ended up talking about world politics, Obamacare, all kinds of stuff, because I was talented and I knew how to get out of my lane and I knew how to do what they call write a treatment. And that means send something to a producer that's compelling. When they go sit in that room and say, hey, here's, I got something for you. The show host goes, I love it. Let's do it. Now, that was on the big show. That was O'Reilly and Megan and, Hannity and all the others. I mean, Tucker, that kind of thing. You have to present something to them. Now, they're looking at the news cycle, and they're trying to figure out what's happening in the news cycle and what's going to happen. The thing you want to do is anticipate the news cycle. So what I want to do for the rest of this particular segment is show you what has dropped out of the news cycle. Balenciaga, for example, is a happy camper. Their kiddie bondage nonsense got kicked out of the news cycle. They're looking for, I want you to understand, there are people out there that are going, the marketing departments are going, I hope they can get, man, we need something to happen. What's his name? Sam Bankman-Fried. He's a happy camper. He's out of the news cycle. This is a criminal who donated millions, some say more than millions, billions to Democrats. That's why he's walking around free. He's as safe as Hillary Clinton, and he's guilty. They're running PR for this guy like he's an amazing guy. But the other day we were talking, they were talking about, oh, he selected his attorney. He's using the same attorney as, I don't know, what's her name? Ghislaine Maxwell. I don't know if that's good or bad, but it was in the news cycle. It's gone. What about Joe Biden's record? Is that being talked about? No. You want to know what they did there? They spun that one. They're making Joe Biden a hero. Why? Because he got that lesbian black chick out of Russia, the one that he left. You want to know what's really worse? The biggest bad thing of all time? Well, really, there's two. COVID. And what the left did to milk that, and now it's just marginalized. But the biggest stories of our lifetime have been swept under the rug nicely and neatly because it involves the royal demented family of the Bidens. We'll be right back, folks.
Keep here. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Talking about the news cycle and all the things that get left out of the news cycle, things that get superseded because something else comes up. And you think that it's, you know, nobody knows what news is going to happen. You don't know if there's going to be a mass shooting. You don't know if there's going to be a bomb that goes off. You don't know if there's going to be some crime, you know, scenario that gets blown out of proportion. Some of it the media can control, and the leftists will control, like Michael Brown Jr. They blew that up. Others, they just kind of say, let's just let it fester. But there, believe it or not, there are people in the business of determining what blows up and what doesn't. I know that's hard to believe, but it's true. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to, folks. I am a media expert. I know how to. I get people that would call me all the time. Kevin, can you get me on the news? You know, some politico that's running for office. And I'm like, what have you done? You haven't done anything. Why would I get you on the news? Well, man, I'm just thinking, well, you need to think again. For me to get you on the news, you got to be newsworthy. So you analyze the news cycle and you say, where is it going to go? But you have to look at all the factors. And here's the biggest part. This is the part you probably don't really realize. You have to understand the bias. So if you're going to get something in the news cycle to CNN or whatever, you have to let it play into the anti-Trump narrative. I could get you on CNN like that. All you got to do is play into an anti-Trump narrative. So, for example, I could take Biden's bag thief, you know, his nuclear waste expert that has a puppy fetish and, you know, likes to get down on his knees and have people pretend they're dogs or whatever, that person. Yeah, if I spun that into something involving Trump and making it negative to Trump, I could get into the news cycle and I could take all the stuff, all the focus, if you will, off of this pervert, this weirdo, and I could make it about Trump. I could be in the news cycle in an instant. I promise you, if you want me to get on CNN tomorrow, I could get on CNN. I know how to write the treatment. It's called a treatment. And speaking of Biden's bag thief, here's what I want you to know. Joe Biden has hired criminals, miscreants, weirdos, freaks. It's like a circus. It's like the sideshow at one of these little backwoods carnivals. Almost all of his people are incompetent, and they're hired for their peculiarities and their peccadilloes more than they're hired for their talent. Now, what do you imagine these people would be doing in the real world? More importantly, I'd like to know their histories, particularly in light of the latest developments with Biden's nuclear energy waste expert and resident freak, Brenton. So we know this guy is stealing bags in the Minneapolis airport, right? He's stealing bags. He sees a Vera Bradley bag, decides to steal it, and then I guess maybe he saw that the woman was roughly the same size as he was. I don't know. And by the way, you gotta see a montage of pictures of this freak. Because we now want to mark. He's saying, I can live my life any way I choose. There are no norms in government. There are no norms in capitalist society. I can be as freaky as I want. I can tell. And look, there's a part of me that says, I congratulate him on his level of freedom. But there's also a side of me that says, there's societal decorum. And you know, if you think there's not going to be a reaction to you being a complete and total freak, you're wrong. I don't believe our government should be represented by people who put their sexuality ahead of their jobs. See, I don't care what he does in private. I really don't. But when you're representing government, it's kind of like saying, okay, we're going to go when you go to a party and you, what's the first question yet people ask is typically, what kind of dress? What's the dress code? Well, if it's casual and you come in a tux, people are going to look at you a little freaky. If it's tux and you come casual, people are going to look at you and go, whoa, you violated decorum. If it's a black tie affair, somebody's getting married, and you all want to show up like you're a bunch of hillbillies, well, people are going to look at you strange. It's the same way in business. But see, the left want us to disregard this because, so what? Joe Biden hired a freak. Joe Biden's hired a lot of freaks, by the way. Well, anyway, going back to Joe Biden's bag-stealing freak, they reported now that this guy has not done this once. He's done it again. They issued a warrant for his arrest for grand larceny because he stole another bag. This one, I think, at a Las Vegas airport, valued somewhere up to $5,000. It was Vegas, Harry Reid International Airport. Now, here's my next comment. I'm going to make you a bet that he's stolen many more bags. I'm going to make you a bet that he doesn't want to pay for his women's clothing. He just steals it from other women. He steals their bag. He wears their clothes. And he goes and steals another bag. He's like a serial bag killer or bag thief, certainly. But we're finding out about this, all to feed his fetish. What else do we not know about him? What else do we not know about Rachel What's-Her-Face, the transsexual? And half of the other people in his cabinet or in his administration that are complete and total freaks, and they'll get away with this stuff. He's not going to get away with it because they have to, Brinton, they got to make somebody a scapegoat. But there are many others who are getting away with it. I don't know what their issues are, but here's what's interesting. He's out of the news cycle, as is that other that I mentioned earlier, SBF. Sam Bankman-Fried, the guy who has bilked billions of dollars from other people and given it to the Democrats. And let me tell you, there are many of those people that don't care. They don't care that their money was used as a pass-through to get to the Democrats. That's what it was for.
Oh, he gave some money to the Republicans.
Yeah, he gave peanuts to the Republicans in comparison. Then we find out his business partners did the same thing. Why are we not covering these stories? But as I alluded earlier when I ended the last segment, biggest stories in the history of this republic swept under the rug. Hunter Biden. Where should he be? Front and center. While they're getting Donald Trump's taxes, creating crimes where no crime exists, Hunter Biden's running around doing nothing. Free as a bird, living like a multimillionaire. The big guy? Well, he's saving everybody, right? He's saving black lesbians from Russian prisons. His brother? He's got no worries. He's as protected as Sam Bankman-Fried. Hillary Clinton? I could go on. I go back to, how do they keep this stuff out of the news cycle? Don't even get me started on COVID. That big lie. Have you seen Died Suddenly? Have you really looked into Sudden Adult Death Syndrome, a.k.a. SADS? Intriguing stories, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News.
I'm Rich Johnson. Another student loan case may be heading to the U.S. Supreme Court. It's agreed to hear a second challenge to President Biden's debt relief program. This one from two people who were denied relief and say they did not have an opportunity to comment. First, the court will hear arguments on standing, whether they have the legal right to bring that case. As usual, your holiday drive will be a crowded one.
We're expecting about 102 million Americans are going to drive for the upcoming holiday season.
AAA's Ellen Edmonds says that's how many of us will drive at least 50 miles between just before Christmas and just after New Year's, about 2% more than last year. Just about all of us around the U.S. are enduring some serious winter weather. One system's dumped several feet of snow in the western mountains. It forced the closure of a big stretch of Interstate 80 in Northern California, and it continues to march east. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
Twitter proves that the CDC used the platform to lie, just like politicians did, just like all other leftists did, just like the media did. They used social media as just another platform for them to spread misinformation. No surprise here. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Before we get more into it, we may not even get more into that right now, because we're going to learn so much about what Twitter did that was just disgusting, despicable. And my only question is, pardon me, is how are we going to fix it? How are we going to make people really understand that this is not the way they should be doing things? I'm talking about leftists. How do we hold them accountable? Before I want to get to that, though, I want to talk more about Brittany Griner from a different perspective, because one of the things that I saw about her was that the only reason why she was in Russia was due to pay disparity. She could make more money playing in that league. And I don't follow her work because I think chick basketball is, I'd rather watch Glacial Ice move. But she apparently went to Russia because she could make 3x more than she could make playing in the WNBA, or I don't know what the deal was, but it was something like that. And of course, she gets caught with her vape stuff, and they use her as a pawn. So she was chasing money. So I'm going to ask fellas out there that are listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Have you ever chased money? Have you ever said, you know what, man, I can make more money going over here? And, you know, or you interviewed and you went, man, I didn't realize they're hiring. Somebody of your friends goes, they're hiring over here. And, you know, as a double E, you can make 3 times or 2 times or whatever. Have you ever chased money? Or were you happy with that menial money that you were making wherever else? Think about it, pay disparity the way the feminists do. I know for a fact, I can tell you point blank, when I was an engineer working at Texas Instruments, there were guys working at Cisco Systems in California making 2x, sometimes 3x, what we made, certainly what I made as an engineer working at Texas Instruments. And I could have screamed bloody murder But I, you know what I did? I went out and I interviewed with a company called Air Test. They were a testing company. And they wanted application engineers. And let me tell you what happened. I was making about 40 grand a year. Air Test flies me out to California, and they said, your starting pay here will be $70,000 a year. I was like, well, I'll come to California, Kate, and check that out, right? Or as they call it, China-fornia. I'll go there, but it wasn't that at the time. So they flew me out, and they set me up with a realtor. Well, I went into the company, of course, but they said, you know, Kevin, you need to move out here. We'll set you up with a realtor. You can go check out homes in California, in the Bay Area. So I'm thinking, man, I'm almost doubling my income. This will tell you how far back it was. But to make it $40,000 as a engineer in Texas, and I could make almost double, $70,000. So I go out, you know, meet all the people, the cool people. And then they send me with this realtor. And I went, my house in Texas, I think, cost me $180,000. So they show me a home in California that was $292,000. Not $192, it was $292. It was double, almost double my house. And I looked at the house. My house was 1,800 square feet, two-story on a third-acre lot. This house, I'm using my finger quotes, was 800 square feet on a postage stamp, and it was almost double the cost of my house, 1.5 times. And I went, surely that's not the house you're showing me. He goes, yeah. And then the realtor goes on to tell me that, Kevin, many people move here, and they have to get what's called a mother-in-law room. I go, the house is a mother-in-law room in Texas. What are you talking about? And it didn't take me more than two houses to go, I can't afford to live here. So, you know, look, I'm on a totally different scale than these NBA people. But here's what I will tell you. You can chase money, but you also have to chase the opportunity. You know, I don't know what it was going to cost for Brittany Griner to live in Russia or whatever. I don't even care. But I love the idea that the argument about for women is, well, I don't make enough money. I don't make as much as a man. Well, whose fault is it? Guys chase money. We chase it. Well, I remember leaving. I can tell you, I left a job in order to make 27% more at another job. I can also tell you that I had a job and they offered me pay. This was Fox News. I said, I won't accept it. Twice I said that to Fox. The first offer they made me when Roger Ailes hired me, I said, I'm not working for that. And I didn't. And then the second year when they go, well, Kevin, we usually leave our, you know, pay for the contributors. I said, I don't really care. I'm getting a raise or I'm going to not be a contributor. And they gave me a 31% raise. So the first time they gave me a 37% raise over what they offered. The second time they gave me a 31% raise over what they offered. Just these are facts. Anyway, my question to you is, have you ever suffered pay disparity where you switch jobs because you heard you could make more money somewhere else? And here's the more interesting thing is when it comes to superstars who are making a lot of money like Griner. Griner probably, I mean, I'm not going to say never believed, but she didn't grow up as a little girl thinking, I'm going to go make a lot of money playing a sport that I like. How can we even be talking about pay disparity when this woman is making it? What could she be doing otherwise? They need to be making as much as their male counterparts. Nobody gives a crap about the WNBA. Very few people do. I'm not going to say nobody. But very few people do. So why should we be concerned about her pay disparity? What, the women's soccer team doesn't make enough? Oh, we want to make what the men make. Who watches you? Do you get the audience? Look, I'm telling you stuff you already know, but I'm asking you, what about the pay disparity between Oprah and many struggling men in TV? Anybody ever going to address, well, that's an anomaly, Kevin. No, it isn't. What it is when you stop and think about it, is if you're good at your job, you'll get rewarded. If people want to watch you, you get rewarded. End of story. It isn't like somebody's putting their finger on a needle and saying, we're not going to let people watch black women play basketball. No, people don't want to watch it. They don't want to watch white women or Asian women play basketball. But let me tell you what is a difference in pay disparity. While we're on the subject, all these social media sites who say, oh, I'm going to give AOC a lot of clout. I'm going to give all these lefties a lot of clout. I'm going to amplify their voices. And you know what they do with that? They then sell it. Oh, I'll go to Balenciaga and I'll sell my ability to get tweets out and make $10,000, $20,000 a tweet with fake bots or with an amplified message while I de-emphasize others. I think Elon Musk said he removed, I don't know the number, I saw over a billion bots, fake accounts or whatever from Twitter. I don't know what the number is. But I will bet you this, if he removes the fake accounts, you watch the reaction to the left. They are going to scream bloody, oh, I can't believe I lost so many followers. No, you didn't. You lost a bunch of bots. Do you really think AOC is loved, beloved so much so that millions of people want to follow her work? Only if you like watching a train wreck. They've already proven. Joe Biden doesn't have whatever the number was, 20 million people. I doubt if Joe Biden has 5 million legitimate followers on Twitter. This is the joke. So we talk about disparity, but we don't look at it across all the stuff. We don't look. Forget this disparity between men and women. How about the disparity on social media between conservatives and leftists? How about that disparity? And it isn't one that the market is bearing out, because the market loves what we have to offer. I guarantee you, I know this because on Facebook, I grew between 3,000 to 5,000 people per day at one point. And this was before I even went on Fox. And then for 4 years, I didn't grow. In fact, I shrunk. Now, you explain that to me, Mark Zuckerberg. You want to talk pay disparity? That's why Brittany Griner flew to Russia. She was acting like a dude. She went to give more money, and I applaud her for that. Because she didn't say, I'm going to wait until they raise the stakes in the WNBA to the men's, because she knows that ain't going to happen. You want to get more money? Go chase it. I applaud her for that. Sorry for what happened. I think it's stupid that she got arrested for vaping, but it is what it is.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I normally don't cover sports, but this story about Deion Sanders is worth covering because it showcases leftism front and center. Now, Deion is a cool cat. I live next to Deion. Not next to him, but very close to him. Used to see him running in the neighborhood, and we were, hey, how's it going? Hey, Kev. And we actually had the same barber, believe it or not. So I'd see him quite a bit in the Dallas area. And even though Dallas is big, the area that we lived in, which is Plano, is relatively small. So, and it was a exclusive area. So, you know, we all kind of knew each other, especially black folks. So Dion was a cool cat. His wife was a piece of work. A whole other story. But very talented guy, needless to say. A legitimate two-sport athlete at the level of professional baseball and football. Unlike, I think, Michael Jordan, who tried baseball, was a disaster. Bo Jackson was a definite two-sport athlete. Sadly, got messed up in football, but probably one of the best athletes ever. But anyway, just I'm just going throwback to that era where sports was a meritocracy. The best guys played, and Dion it deserves everything that he's getting. But so he goes, becomes a coach. I didn't even know this. I know he had his reality show and all that, and he's a spokesperson. I see him on TV all the time, even when I'm just flipping, because I watch golf. I don't, that's the only sport I really watch, that and sometimes mixed martial arts. Well, I learned Dion had gone to coach at Jackson State University, which is a historically black college. Or, you know, what they call an HBCU, historically black college, historical black college or university. So Dion goes to coach over there and apparently had a really good record. He turned that program around, put Jackson State University on the map. I think one or two of his sons played for him over there. And again, I didn't do the research, but I think that I will put it this way. Dion Sanders coming to your program brings a level of visibility that you're not going to get with most people. It's the same reason why we have these so-called social media influencers, which what cracks me up about the influencers is most of them didn't really earn anything. Dion earned it. You follow Dion Sanders because you go, man, that dude was a heck of an athlete. And if he's coaching, he's probably going to get kids that want to just be around him because of his celebrity status. So you're probably going to recruit better athletes. Some of these social media influencers, I know I'm shifting gears here, but they bring nothing. They started influencing early and got in on the wave, but they don't bring anything. And it's nothing against them, but I mean, I'm just saying Dion brings something. And apparently, he brought something to Jackson State. And if I'm not mistaken, these guys went on to win. Dion's had a great record there. Maybe you guys could look it up because I don't want to keep talking about it. But I know I read something where they became the champions. And I don't know whether they play Grambling and Prairie View and all that. You know, but I know this. Supposedly, Dion turned the program around. Well, now he's going to coach at the University of Colorado, Colorado University, CU. And here's what they wrote. The move struck a chord, especially among alumni of the Mississippi College, with some calling Sanders a sellout for leaving the HBSU to go to the predominantly white CU. Others are angry about him selling the dream of changing the athletic culture at historically black colleges and universities across the U.S. and leaving after only 3 years. While some were hopeful about everything Sanders said he would accomplish for JSU and other HBCUs, they failed to, quote, listen to this, the, quote, failed to realize this history of segregation, this history of integration, this history of the way TV contracts work really put these schools behind the eight ball, so to speak, said Lewis Moore, a history professor at Grand Valley State University in Michigan. It's complicated, but the anger, confusion, and disappointment about Sanders' move stem from a culture of loyalty and reverence for history that's unique to HBCUs, experts told CNN. But Coach Prime's exit, that's what they call him, Coach Prime, exit also highlights a decades-long discussion about equity in college athletics. This is such a ridiculous story. It's on so many levels. They go, so why is there a debate? Sanders has been coaching the JSU Tigers the past three seasons, compiling a 26-5 record and most recently winning the Southwest Athletic Conference Championship over Southern University. The school took a chance on Sanders, who had no collegiate coaching experience. Sounds like Donald Trump. He'd previously been the offensive coordinator at Trinity Christian School, a private school near Dallas. What did he bring was exposure to both Jackson State and HBCUs overall, they wrote. I could be an assistant in any college or a head coach in any college, but at a time such as this, God called me to Jackson State and me to these men. Sanders said in 2020 when it was announced that he would be the JSU head coach. 26-5 in 3 years. This dude knows how to coach. He said, since his arrival, JSU was featured on ESPN's First Take, ABC's Good Morning America. School was showcased in the 2021 NBA All-Star Game, even featured in a Pepsi ad. Sanders also donated half his salary to complete renovations to the school's football stadium, etc. So he did his part. And then what happened? Another school said, we see what this dude brings. Let's recruit him. For all intents and purposes, it's not the first black coach to coach at this level, but he's the Jackie Robinson of Colorado University. They're saying, we're going to bring up Jackie Robinson. This guy can coach. You would think this would be celebrated, right, among black folks. No, he's a sellout. How dare he, essentially abandon the great institutions of the HBCUs to go get a better job, to go get a better opportunity, to elevate kids into a better opportunity themselves. How dare he do this? Well, that's what's intriguing to me. In the span of 3 years, they said he gave many hope he was in it for the long run. That was obviously not the case. That's what they wrote about this. So it's Deion Sanders in a time when you would think that we're living in a segregated, 1800s, and Deion Sanders has, been called into this school because we're segregated and black, well, we're black and we want to be playing with the white schools and stuff like that. Are you kidding me? I'm going to make you a bet. I bet you University of Colorado has more black kids on its team per capita than it does any other race of kids. If it's like the NFL, they probably got 68% of the kids on that team are black. Oh, but we're measuring based on the school. What's the demographic of Colorado, the University of Colorado, not the football team? Look at how it's funny how leftists tend to measure, and the measuring stick is, well, Deion's a sellout. He's going to teach some other black kids. We should be teaching these black kids. This is a bigger incident. The bigger picture is with the HBCUs. I get it. I get the point. I won't even argue it. Okay, but what about every other black coach? The ones that coached in NFL. What about all the black coaches coaching in colleges right now? Should they all be going to HBCUs? One could argue if you want to change the real culture of HBCUs and not just the trajectory of some football players, yes, you should get all these people to come in, bring sport. I'm going to put it out there. Sports builds the programs. But is it exclusively that? Sports has built Ohio State, it's built Michigan State, Michigan, it's built all these programs. Has it built Harvard? No. Nobody dotes on Harvard football team, football players. How many Harvard football players make it to the pros? Very few, I would venture to say. So you don't need that program. But Deion Sanders, he's a sellout. Because he's not being part of the solution. Hey, I have a suggestion for the HBCUs. How about you just start being part of the solution? How about you start recruiting the best students, the best professors? And instead of teaching a bunch about racial nonsense, how about you start actually teaching about real stuff? Kind of like that Stand By Me with Jaime Escalante teaching calculus. How about you go with that? How about you seek excellence everywhere? And don't put it all on the shoulders of Deion Sanders and the football program. The sad part about HBCUs and just black culture in general is they're always looking for a scapegoat.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.